State health officials say they're working to quickly send money to families on federal food assistance. A court ordered the Trump administration to partially fund the program. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
The Trump administration is using funding reserves to pay for roughly half of the November Supplemental Nutrition Assistance, or SNAP, benefits. It previously said it couldn't use that money, and regular funding had dried up because of the federal government shutdown. Lawmakers questioned Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services Director Charlie Brereton about the timeline to send out partial payments.
But if all goes as planned, we do expect that benefits should be loaded to EBT cards throughout next week and potentially into the week of November 17th.
Lawmakers also asked the director whether the department will dip into surplus funding from another program that gives financial assistance to low-income families. Brereton said the department had researched the possibility, but is focused on getting federal SNAP funding into Montanans' hands before further consideration. He told lawmakers the health department can't unilaterally use those funds. Governor Greg Gianforte hosted a press conference at a nonprofit outside of Livingston that processes donated livestock for food banks across Montana. Gianforte shot down the idea of using that money for SNAP.
Without a commitment of reimbursement from the federal government, we can't use these funds.
Some states are filling the gap left by partial SNAP payments. The U.S. Department of Agriculture told states they will not be reimbursed. At least one Montana county is helping families on SNAP. Butte Silver Bow County is using about $184,000 in emergency funds to help feed local families on federal food assistance. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.